Folks, we're making real progress. One of the most important issues we're facing, security at the border. The first bill I introduced was for a massive change in security at our border. 2 months ago, my team began to work with a bipartisan group of senators to put together the toughest, smartest, fairest border security bill in history, the best one the nation has ever seen. It would finally provide the funding I requested early on and again in October to secure our borders. It includes an additional 1,300 border patrols. We need more agents on the border. 375 immigration judges to judge whether or not someone can come or not come and be fair about it. 1,600 asylum officers and over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming across our southwest border. It also gave me, as president, the emergency authority to shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. A bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hey, everybody.
It's your buddy JB here with you on America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. Please join me as we talk about why Republicans are idiots. Here we go.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brito.
Gonna do this one like riding a bull. So if you got your beer, your wine, your whiskey, your gin, your coffee, of course for me, your gin, whatever you're drinking, saddle up. And if you're rolling up something special on the back porch, well, better have it rolled. On the count of three, we all partake together. We go, my good stuff. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Good stuff. All right, so let's get straight to this. I hope you guys are doing good. We'll talk about stuff in a minute, but let's talk about this. So I guess because I burned a minute and a half of the intro time to let Joe Biden drivel on. Okay, if I had all this emergency power to close the border, I do that in a heartbeat. I would close the border so we could fix this. What? You can do that in... All right, so... Here's why Republicans are retarded. I don't mean that they're mildly stupid. I don't mean that they're daft. I mean they are literal... mentally retarded. As in the movie Tropical Thunder, whatever it is. Never go full retard. They have shot past. Full retard would be backing up for them. Here is why. There's used to be classically two things that I always said you do not negotiate with. And you've heard this. I didn't invent this. It's cliched. You don't negotiate with children or terrorists. Add to that, Democrats. Okay. Follow along with me because we're getting to the retarded part. Joe Biden is not just president, with in quotes, was not installed as president of the United States. The office of the president is in charge of one third of the government. You can say it's the whole government. But he's in charge of the executive branch of government. That's the executive side of government. It's one thing to be a political figure or puppet, but political figure who has run for office, i.e. that chair, and they plop you in that chair by hook or crook, but you're plugged into that chair. When you're doing anything in your life, you need to always be aware of the role as well as the task. Okay? The role as well as the task. The title is president. The role is chief of the executive branch. The task is to be an executive. To understand that this government is a business. And you've got to run the business, okay? A large part of running any business, and all businesses are basically the same, they're all technically lemonade stands. You can take the largest Fortune 500 company you can think of, or Bob's Muffler Shop down the street. They all, this difference in scale, but at the end of the day, they run the same. The in and out decision-making components, while they scale differently, are the same. That being said, there's this. So on day one, when you're Joe Biden and you take your cute little pen and you write an executive order getting rid of all the mechanisms Trump had put into place where the border is concerned, shut it all down, remain in Mexico, wall construction, all of it. Gone. Which is why, weirdly, during inauguration, there's already folks in Mexico marching with T-shirts. I mean, they're all wearing the same T-shirt as, like, Joe, let me in. Wow, that wasn't planned. There's no way. That's just the wildest coincidence, but I digress. So you're the executive, and you come in, and you're day one in the new office, and you got your little chair, and you're rearranging the furniture in your office, and they're making sure your name's on the extension stuff, and your email's working. You know, day one shit, right? And you go make a sweeping change. Without conferring with a soul, with the stroke of your own pen, you do this, okay? Well, okay, you're the new boss. But if you want to keep the company running, you start watching what those changes have done. And in the first 30, 60, 90 days, a quarter in, or a trend by the second quarter, if you're not making progress with that change, guess what you need to do? You need to undo it. You pull your pen out again, you undo it, what you did, and go on. Unless you're married to your pride, and you're an idiot, or, I don't know, you've got a plan to break the damn thing anyway. Sometimes in companies, that's happened. I've been a business consultant for companies, and I walked right into the CEO, and I asked them, I said, look, you don't have to adopt any of this. You know, it's your call, but is the idea to be profitable or not? And that's a legitimate question. Some companies by design are designed to lose money because they can write it off and they're part of a larger, but that's business shit. But, you know, so if that's your plan, Joe, plan's working. But the billion-dollar thing, and then he rolls forward now when he's on fire both ways because he's already had the feds in there bumping heads with the National Guard in Texas, and there's about a million truckers driving down there right now, and there's National Guards from a whole bunch of other states that are sitting there looking to support this thing. It ain't looking good on a resume, Joe, and this is also an election year. So he's really in a Kobayashi Maru. He's got a no-win scenario going on here. There's no way he can come out and polish this turd. So what do? You blame it on the Republicans. You sit there and say, well, if they would only pass and do so-and-so, so-and-so, I'd be more than glad to do so-and-so, so-and-so. Not thinking or people reminding, because people are as stupid as Republicans. We'll get to that in a second. and Democrats and everybody on Washington, because people are stupid, forgetting that the Democrats own Congress for 2 years, the first 2 years Joe's in there. They could have done this shit any old time they wanted to. They were too busy trying to tell you you needed a vax, I guess, to worry about Jose and Maria coming across the border. But the case in point is we're sitting right here watching Congress go in a circle over this bullshit. First Ukraine, where it's like, we need to extend the deadline for the budget for government having to close down because we've overspent all the billions of dollars that the Democrats, the $2.5-3 trillion the Democrats said they weren't going to spend, what, a year, year and a half ago, when they said, nope, sign this and we won't spend another, we're not going to go over budget, we're done. This will be enough to carry us for the next 2 years. Lie. That was a lie, a known lie going in. Because there's always some emergency to have to write a check for. But the case in point is the Democrats ran down here. They extended this, the budget shit for another handful of months and yanked the football yet again. Thanks, Lucy, dumbass Charlie Brown, over Ukraine. And budget, tying all that up together, you know, so we can extend the deadline for government shutdown. Well, here we are a freaking again. If Congress would only, if those evil, horrible, rotten Republicans would only fuck him. This is the part where Republicans are retards. Screw him and the horse he rode in. You know, every Republican out there needs to say this one thing and not say another thing. We're not budging a bit on this. Period. End of paragraph. Joe Biden, with his own pen, can undo every bit of this. And why? Because he's the one that made this happen with the stroke of his pen. And why shouldn't we do anything about it? Because, A, if we shove it through and he doesn't like it, he can veto it. A, if it suits him politically, we can still get it sent up there and suck his ass again and take a knee again and be the typical dumbass Republicans that we are again. Oh, excuse me, JB explained it better. Retards again. And go right in there and do this. And Biden, whether it bills pass, not pass, get what he wants, E-I-E-I-O, he can still executive order and say, fuck you guys, yet again. Why? Because that's what he did 3 years ago when they first plugged his ass in the office in that chair on day friggin' one. Everything you suffer from right now, and this is the gospel. Go do the math. Go look it up. The problems in the Middle East. The problems with the economy. The problems with inflation. The problems with the southern border. The problems with Ukraine. Every one of them came from that man's desk, handwriting hand, or his fargan mouth. Every last one of those. This is not a political talking point. This is not me sitting there with an axe to grind, because, you know, I give zero fucks. These are absolute, legitimate, searchable, look 'em upable facts. Southern border screwed up. We have no drilling going on. That feeds Iraq, Iran, makes our gas prices go up, is the root cause of our money being out of whack. The inflation is them overprinting of money to solve that problem. They're still giving out COVID money, even though it's close to the end from the last time, but get ready for COVID 2.0, 2.5 and 0, 3.0, whatever the fuck it is now. Every bit of that came from that chair. Every last bit of it. He's a lame duck. He's either going to get plastered and plowed by Trump, they're going to shoot him and or Kamala. They're going to retire him. He's done. He's D-O-N-E done. Don't budge a freaking inch. They know there's trouble because of Hunter and all the money that family's taken in. That story has gone amazingly quiet as they stir up more and more bullshit. They know they can't outvote Trump, not legally, or it shouldn't have Trump shoved in every courtroom in America. I'm surprised I haven't bumped into him in traffic court as I go down there to pay for where I double parked. The media is certainly playing their game already. It ain't happening. We need to start screaming from the rooftop. We need to support that border with everything we've got and point out the root cause of who and how and why it is. Period. Scream it from the rooftop. If you've got friends at home, at work or something going, but those poor people coming in over the border and they're going to put that razor wire up and they could get killed. Beep, beep, beep. Screw them. My grandfather came here on a boat from Italy. Had to learn English. Finally got his naturalization papers after years. Eat shit. If you come in here, you're not a migrant. Birds migrate. That means they show up and during the season they go back in different directions. These are not migrants. They are illegal aliens. Man, woman, and child. I just can't see that many Chinese people that live in friggin' Mexico having to get in here. Or Haji coming over here or whatever, for, you know, coming over here. No. Close it. Or run down there and help defend it. Because you got a federal government suing a governor for protecting a state's border. That's where we are. That's where we are. Stop it. Make them stop it. This is your country, America. You preserve and protect it. You welcome in anyone that wants to be here legally and leave their old culture and adapt and adopt this one. Adapt to and adopt this one. But if you've got an open arm policy when their actual title, their birth certificate to this country has the word illegal in the title, your first act as a non-U.S. citizen is to break the law. Well, I'll say this. They're certainly qualified to vote Democrat. Y'all have a great evening. Love you. See ya. Watch your six. This is JB for America's number one threat podcast. Give zero. Good luck, America.